Seches Gitten, Perakles, Mishnah Dalet. Beishamai Omrim, Beishamai say, Poiter Adam es Ishle, beget Yashin, a man can release, he can divorce his wife with an old or a stale get. Beishil Oysen, Beishil say, no, it's usher to do so. The Ezehu get Yashin, what is this old or stale get? Kolshin is Yachid Ima, anytime the husband is Miyachid, he's secluded with his soon to be ex wife. After he's written the get, but before the get takes effect. So we've seen that previously. Let's say he gives it to her and it's not supposed to take effect for another week or so or until certain things happen. And he's secluded with her. He has yichud with her. We say that that's a get yashan. Now note that Beis Hillel says it's usser, but they don't say it's pusel. And therefore, the divorce is a good divorce, and she can go get remarried. We just don't want people using this. Reason being, as we had discussed previously, it can lead to unfounded rumors. People can say, wait a minute, we have a get dated for last week, and we have children who were conceived in the interim, so it must be these children are born out of wedlock. So to keep that from happening, we asur the use of a get yashin of an old get that has had yichud intervene between when it was written and when it takes effect. Mishnah Hey. Now, it's important to realize that in the times of the Mishnayis, Gittin will be written not with the Hebrew date, or what we consider the Hebrew date, but will be dated based on the malchus of wherever the get was being written. So if the get, as in the case of our Mishnah, was being given in Bavel, the date on the get would be based on the Babylonian way of keeping track of the dates. And the reason for this was essentially because we didn't want to have conflict with Goyim, and they would be upset that we were using a different dating system, and it was an affront to these malchus, so therefore it was done that way. In this day and age, there is no malchus that is affronted if we use a different dating system, and so therefore we use what we call the Hebrew dating system. So, kasav l'shum malchus she'eno hegenis. Let's say this get, which is being written in Bavel, is written l'shum malchus based on the malchus, based on the reign of a sovereign she'eno hegenis that is not hegen, that is not appropriate. And the Mefarshim explained that this is referring to Rome, and it's called Eina Hagenis because they didn't have their own native language and didn't have their own native alphabet, according to the Mefarshim. So you're in Bavel, and you write it, and it's dated based on Roman dating system. L'shum malchus Madai, or you use the dating system of Madai, which no longer existed. L'shum malchus Yavan, or similarly, the Greek dating system, which also did not exist anymore at this point in time. So all these, as we're going to see later, are no good. What if you dated it also, if you dated it Lavinia and Abayis, if you dated it from when the Beis HaMikdash was built, the Churban Abayis, or even when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. So we're getting further and further away from anything that should offend the Malchus. Nonetheless, we're going to say it's no longer valid. It's not a good get. Hayav HaMizrach, if the location where the get was being given was in the east, the Chasav Bamarav, and it's written with a location in the west, so the location on the get is incorrect. Bamarav, Chasav Mizrach, or the other way around, they're in the west, and they write that the get is being written in the east. So the result of any of these cases that we've mentioned so far, Teitze Mizeh Umizeh. This woman, if let's say after receiving such a get, she went and she married another man, she has to leave both the second husband, and she cannot stay with or go back to the first husband, but she must leave from him as well. Utsrichi get Mizeh Umizeh. She needs to get from both of them. Now, one of these getting obviously is going to only be Midrabanan, but we require it anyways. Now, the Mefarshim say that this Mishnah is going according to Reb Meir, who says that kol hamashana mimatbeah she tavoi chachamim begitten havlad mamzer, that any time that you change from the format of a get that the Rabbanan had set up, it's an invalid get, and the vlad, the child of any subsequent marriage without any legitimate get written in the intervening time, that vlad's going to be a mamzer. It's as if the get never happened. So according to Reb Meir, she still needs a get from her first husband, and we require a get from the second purported husband, just as a matter of takana drabana. We also say ve'ein lo ksuba, she's not entitled to her ksuba because she's being forced to be divorced now. It's no longer a choice of the husband, and when the divorce is happening by way of law, we don't force the husband to pay the ksuba, v'lei peiros, and she's not entitled to the benefits that come from the husband eating from the peiros of her fields, v'lei mizainus, nor is she entitled to sustenance for her being kept up, you know, having food. And all this is because, again, the ksuba is invalidated. V'lei v'lois, and she's not entitled to compensation for her clothing that wears out. And one of the reasons for this is we say it's a knas on her for going and getting married without checking to make sure that her get was done properly. V'lei alzeh, neither from the first husband nor from the second husband. In Nutla Mizeh Umizeh, and if she actually took any of these benefits from either husband, taxer, she has to return it. The havolad and the child, mamzer mizeh mizeh, is a mamzer from both of these. Now, only one of these is a mamzer midairaisa. And according to Reb Meir, that would be the second husband, because according to Reb Meir, the get, because it didn't follow the form of the Rabbanan, was an invalid get. She's still married to the first husband, and she was an Ashes Ish when she was with the second husband. So therefore, any child from the second husband is a mamzer, and the child from the first husband is a mamzer midrabbanan, with all the halachas that go with that status. Furthermore, we say, v'loy zevzeh metamenla, if the husbands, either of them or both of them, are kaihanim, they cannot be metamah to her, even before they give her the gittin. V'loy zevzeh zakon, and neither of them actually are entitled, loy b'mitziyasa, in anything that she finds, v'loy b'masiyadeha, and not in anything that she earns, again, because we say she's as if she's not their husband anymore. V'loy b'hafaras nedareha, and they're not entitled to cancel her nedarim either. If she's a Vas Yisrael, Nipselis Menakahuna, she's now Pasul Menakahuna because she's considered a Zayna. Bas Levi, if she's a Bas Levi, Mena Meiser, for the same reason, she cannot eat Meiser. Bas Kayin, Mena Truma, Bas Kayin cannot eat Truma. The Ein Yershav Shelzeh, the Yershav Shelzeh, and neither her heirs from the first marriage or the second purported marriage, Yersh and Ksubasa, are able to Yerish her rights under the Ksuba, which ordinarily heirs would be able to inherit. The Im Mesu, and if either of these husbands die, Achiv Shelzev, Achiv Shelzev Choltzim, both of the brothers of these husbands do Chalitza V'lem Yabim, and they cannot do Yibim. Again, because we have this dual status of being divorced and not divorced. Finally, this Mishnah concludes by saying, Shina Shemai Ushma, if the Sefer who's writing the get changes his name or her name, Shem Ira, Shem Ira, he writes the wrong name of the city for either his city that he lives in or her city where she lives in. That's aside from the city where the get's being written. Teitse Mizeh Mizeh, similarly, if she married a second husband, she's got to leave both the first and the second husband. V'chol hadrachim ha'eluba, and all of the same rules, all of the same restrictions, everything we've been saying in the Mishnah until now apply in that situation as well.